Is Marquise there? Why is he always?
Hello?
Yep, Marquise, what are you whispering?
I don't know. All right, dude, I think we should just I can't hear him.
What are you doing? What are you scratching?
You can.
Okay, Marquise. Straight up question, need you to answer seriously.
Yes.
Why do you say you're not happy at your school?
I don't know.
Would you, if you were to choose any school, which school would you go to?
I don't know.
And this is a serious question, Marquise.
I know, I'm giving you my very honest
So
answers.
if you don't know, just choose randomly. What school would you choose to go to? The top of your head.
Which one's the top school?
Well, they're all top schools. The schools that you really don't want to go to are Ojai and Ojai. Other than that, you can't really make a bad choice.
I don't know.
So,
Yeah, this is why you're not on the serious
show.
show. This is why you're only on the gaming show. Well, I don't know why this is a question.
Well, it's a question because this is something that everybody, it affects everybody, gamers, non-gamers, people like, it affects everybody. So, if you were to choose another school, what school would you choose?
I don't know. I think I'm okay with this one, but the only reason I don't agree with it is because of like the actual school work and such.
Why do you feel like it's too low level for you?
Yes.
That you feel like you would be better anywhere else because of how stupid people are.
Yes.
So do they don't like give you like advanced classes like AP English or
They
AP
do.
math?
They do.
And
I don't take them.
why?
Too much work.
You just
Well,
complain.
that's why it's not challenging.
Yeah, dude, if you're complaining that you're not being matched at your intellectual level and you're not taking,
Challenged.
yeah, you're not being challenged and the classes that you are supposed to be challenged in, you're just not taking them. Why don't you just take them?
Because doing the work is boring.
True, I have to side with him.
I also I'm agreeing with you. Work is boring, but it's better than being, I don't know, I think it's better than to just not do anything at all. Because that's basically what you're doing. I know what it's like taking a class you feel smarter than everybody else in. Trust me, it's not good. But I would still rather take an AP class and being bored out of my mind in a class that I feel like I'm smarter than everybody else.
You right.
Gabe, what do you have to say about that?
I also agree that the normal classes can sometimes be way too easy, and then the advanced classes can be sometimes way too hard or way too difficult or unfair. It's like for example, let's say an on-level class and an AP class have to read the same book.
Right.
The on-level class gets more time to read it and they have to write a shorter paper. So it's like I understand having to either read it faster or having to write a longer paper, but not having to do both.
See, the only reason why I asked that is because, one thing I'm gonna tell you guys right now if you guys, hopefully you guys do and continue going on to college. Dude, high school does not prepare you at all for college. At all. I'm talking about at all.
Thanks.
No, I'm being serious because I wasn't ready. I was not ready. I was out there. I remember my first week of college. My professor, he was
like. It was last week.
It was 2 weeks ago, actually. But he was like, don't worry, you're not taking notes on anything. And I was already like, I was already super ready. This is my philosophy class. And he was like, lesson one, everybody's a piece of shit. I was like, well, that's nice to hear. Mm-hmm. On my first
that's
days.
Great.
Yeah, it's.
That's like the best thing ever.
Motivation.
He was like, now, he was like, what does shit do? He was like, what does it do? And everybody was like, I don't know. Some dude was like, it's fertilizer. He was like, good, good. What is fertilizer? He's Iranian, if you can't tell by my accent. Yeah, so he was like, what does fertilizer do? And they were like, help roses grow. He was like, good. Now, it's obvious that you guys aren't roses. So, what is your purpose in life? And everybody was like, to help roses grow. He was like, good, good. You guys are evolving from pieces of shit. And it was just like, that was awesome. Like, that was a great first day. And then that class, as it turned out, we never had to take notes. But all the other classes. You know how you're in class and your teacher's like, take notes on this. Take notes on this. And sometimes if you have like a really lazy teacher, they'll just give you the notes and you just fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what college is like at all. Nothing like that.
Great.
You're going to have to take notes, and some of them, they won't even tell you to take notes. They'll just be like, well, they'll just write stuff on the board, and you just have to take notes. Mm-hmm. And in my political science class, it's like, well, you're not taking notes, so you're going to be super far behind. And since in that class you need notes, you just have to take notes on everything that's on the board. And I mean everything. Which is such a pain in the goddamn ass.
I hate teachers that move through the class, that move through the work quickly and don't wait for students. I hate that.
Well, that's college, Gabe.
It's bullshit, that's what it is. It's setting people up for failure.
It's not though, because look, that's what high school is. High school supposedly is a it's college prep. It's prepping you for college, but what it's doing, it's really just teaching you stuff that you don't really need. Like, okay.
like calculus.
Well,
I'm in pre-calculus. That shit is. I hate my teacher. I hate it with passion. I would say it right here on the show. Fuck you, Miss Umakoro.
Well, you see, I'm.
Whoa, Gabe. Whoa. I'm gonna tell him you said that.
Well, you see, my thing is that I want to be a doctor, so I had to take calculus regardless.
Okay.
That's I would never let you treat me. I will never let you treat me.
Let's see that if you ever have a gunshot and there's no hospitals nearby. I'm not going to treat you.
I'm going to walk it off. I'll walk it off.
You can't.
I'll walk it off.
You know what's all funny? I was watching Family Guy, and that just reminded me. That nigga Joe, Joe was trying to collect money for the policeman's ball. And then
I remember that.
Lois was like, it was Lois or Peter. I don't remember which one it was, but they were like, we're already a fireman type ball. He was like, oh, that's good. You can call them when you're trying to put out the rape. I'm done. Oh my God, dude. Joe Swanson is like the most hilarious person on that show. He's like, you can call them when you're trying to put out the rape. I was trying so hard to not die laughing in the middle of the night, but it was just to no avail. Oh my God. But anyways, yeah, dude. High school is such a lie. Like, unless you take like really good classes, like AP, or like, I don't know, if you don't take an AP class, you're just screwed. Cause that's all college is AP classes. You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
I think for me, I'm gonna be a full-time student, but four classes. Not six like you. But yeah. Not six like you.
But it depends. What are you trying to do later in life?
I don't know yet. You got
after I have no myself. Clue either. Oh, that's kind of gay.
See, shut up.
I know that I want to be a doctor, so that's what I'm shooting for.
That's 8 years of school. Fucking good luck.
Yeah, but I have the money to do it, so it doesn't really bother me. But, yeah, I don't know. Right now, I'm being a part-time student and a part-time worker because I can.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to, I'd just be like, Mom, I'm going to be a full-time student. And she'd just be like, well, okay. There's really not much she can say. Other than, I guess, she's going to have to support me. But I would totally be a... I don't know. I guess I'll be a full-time student 2 years from now.
Like 2 years?
Well...
Dude, I will love you forever if you became a house. A doctor house.
Oh, like one of those doctors that doesn't follow anybody else's rule?
Yeah, and he's just like an asshole, but he's like an outstanding doctor.
And just be like, wrong, and then just hit somebody.
Yeah, and then like to like say the right answer without even seeing the person.
Dude, no. You know what I love about that show?
Psychic?
What, Eli?
That one blonde doctor, oh my god, she's so fine.
Cameron?
Oh my god.
No, dude, she's the woman from Once Upon a Time. She plays the mother.
I know, she's so fine.
No, she's not.
Oh my god, you're nuts. Wait,
who are we talking about?
She's like a stick. So some actress.
What's the name?
She's just like look a at, stick, and she's like a seven.
Just look up Emma Swan name? From she's Once like Upon a Time. Just look up Emma Swan, Once Upon a Time.
Or Allison Cameron from House MD. Dude, if you want to talk hot, then you have to 13.
Oh no, she's kind of old.
How old is she? Like 20, like 32?
Hello?
Yeah. How old is she? Like 20, 32?
I'd say about that.
Well, she's not that old.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm 19, so.
It's legal.
It's legal. I'd do her. But then again, there's not a lot of people I wouldn't do.
Slut.
Shut up. We can ask Kalani for references.
Dude, he's like, dude, if he dates, like, five more girls this year, he surpassed you.
Well, not really, because I went through a pretty big phase my sophomore year.
How many in that year?
How many did I bang?
No, just date.
I never dated more than three people, but I just banged a lot.
How many?
12.
12, all right. So, Kalani, if he does like six more, he surpasses you.
12. Let me... Okay, so... And,
Don't name them on the show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can.
Bleep it out.
This is going to be a long string of beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. Well, okay. So... Marquise.
Si, senor.
Let's say that you can, if you were to talk about any topic you want, and you were passionate about that topic, which topic would that be?
Explain.
Just pick any random topic at the top of your head that you're just really passionate about.
It could be a book, a video game, a TV show, a hobby.
YouTube.
Okay.
I fucking love YouTube.
I don't like it that much anymore.
It's amazing. Don't you ever say that?
It's amazing, but an hour into it, you will be watching something totally unrelated.
No, no, you won't. No,
Yes,
you won't.
Yes, you freaking
No,
will.
no. That's people that click on random stuff they see. Like when I go on YouTube, I know what I'm gonna watch. Like I know, like the channels I subscribe to. Those are the people I watch.
Marquise, how many times has that happened to you, where you watch a video and then an hour later you're watching something completely different?
Well, when I watch a video, it's completely different anyways. It's like, there's that video, then I'll go to a different YouTuber, then watch the videos they put, then a different one, then pretty much ends up watching different things. Which reminds me, after this, I'm going to have to go on YouTube and watch this video that was uploaded by one of my favorite YouTubers, Uber Hexer Nova.
Well, all my YouTube
Sponsor
all my
me.
Subscriptions.
Sponsor me.
All my YouTube subscriptions are gamers, so it doesn't really
Sponsor
matter.
Me. Yeah, mine too.
Same.
Okay. So, you know, Mr. Golden Sports?
Nope.
No. Oh, I remember that guy from the video you showed me.
All right, well, we're going to have to cut this short because I do have this essay to do, so
okay.
We will continue this.
Well, this was just practice anyways, but
All right.
So when do you want us over this weekend, Eli?
I'm not sure.
All right. Ask your mom.
Well, I will definitely do that, and I'll let you guys know.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll be completely professional, because that's what I am, a professional.
Adios.
Your picture says it all. Your picture says it all, Marquise.
Don't talk about the picture unless you know what it is.
Adios.